It is time for a fun second cup. We are going to be quizzing Shane today. His last day he is spending with us on the morning blend. Brian will be back, but we're just going to check and see how good Shane is at various things. Now,
I'm
Shane,
nervous, Brenda. I'm
are
nervous.
You a little? You feel a little anxious. I know. Here's the thing. Now, I do know you because you are working at St. Joseph's Catholic Church, and the good deacon and I were parishioners there for many years. I also happen to know you are a little competitive.
I am. I would say I'm a lot competitive.
You're a lot competitive.
They do those Strength Finders tests, and I think competition was in my top five. I like to win. I like to compete well. And I think most of that comes from just, I want to do my best, you know? It's not about beating others, but, you know, it's fun to do well.
No. Being competitive is different than trying to be your best. Being competitive means you want to beat the other person.
See, I was trying to put a positive spin on it, but, you know.
All right. So here's the game today. I have got myself a list of sports teams. You are our sports guy.
Yeah.
You actually participated with Mater Dei Radio before COVID. We were doing high school football, and you are statisticians. You traveled with our executive director. And so it seems like maybe, hopefully, you learned a little bit about local teams. But now, nationally too. We also live in the world, so we don't just always follow our favorite Catholic teams. There are many secular teams that we follow as well. So here is the game.
Okay.
I am going to name a city, and if need be, I'll name the league.
Okay.
So for instance, if I said National Football League Buffalo team, you would say?
I would say the Bills.
You would say the Bills.
And I'm off to a hot start.
Look at that. I mean, you're there. You for sure, you've got it figured out. So let's see if I can get my little... There. See, there you go, dang. Ding.
Hopefully we'll hear more of that. Yeah.
Now, they're all not going to be that easy. I'm just saying for you. And so I have allowed you to have a little phone a friend while you can't look them up, if so happen your friend online may know the answer. I'll let them give you a hint.
I don't know if hopefully they're listening, but my dad and my brother, I warned them I might need a little help. So we'll see if they actually can come in and help me out if I miss one or two.
All right. So, and then another little practice run here. If I went Major League Baseball team in Seattle, you would say?
I would say the Mariners.
All right. Here's another easy one then for you. Oh, see, now I want to give you a little correct bell. There you go.
Got it
so
right.
That would be like, I'll give you 2 points each, but if you get help, you're only going to get 1 point.
Sure. I'll be honest.
Here we go then. The University of Notre Dame.
The Fighting Irish.
Okay, see how easy that is?
That
I mean, it's not
so
going to be hard. So there's 1-2 points for Shane. All right. Boston College.
Ooh.
Boston College.
I've got two. Is it the War Eagles or is it just the Eagles?
I'll give you two for that.
Is it War Eagles or Eagles?
Maybe I should only give you one for that because you're not completely sure. It is just the Eagles.
Okay.
I'll give you a 1 point on that.
That's fine.
One.
I'll take half credit. That's fine.
You get a half credit. Okay. So, and then remember how I said that we live in the secular world and there's some big teams are out there playing right now, especially on Saturday. How about Ole Miss?
Ooh, the Rebels.
The Rebels. Excellent. You're pretty good at this, Shane.
So far, yeah. I don't know what I was worried about.
There's
now
two
I'm probably
more
jinxing
points.
Myself by saying that. Shouldn't get too cocky.
Maybe not. You know who Pope Leo is?
Who he's a fan of?
No. Do you know who he is?
Yeah, I am aware of who Pope Leo is, yes.
He went to a university in the U.S. called Villanova.
He did. Ooh, are they just the Saints? No, that's not right.
Are you going to go with the Saints? Villanova.
That's a tough
Augustinian
one.
University. You're looking at your phone, hoping there might be a little bit of help. Villanova.
I don't think I have it, Brenda.
Don't have Villanova? They're Wildcats.
The Wildcats.
Yeah.
That's probably would have been... There's so many Wildcat teams out there. That's probably just a safe guess for almost
I know.
Any.
Well, thank goodness they're not Black Cats.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, Villanova, they might do this. All right. This one's a toss-up, but I bet you're going to get this one. All right. Coming back here more locally, and when I say locally, state of Washington, Gonzaga.
The Bulldogs.
The Bulldogs. There you go.
Okay, back on the right track.
All right, back on the right track. There's two more points for you. Okay, let's try this one. You said that you loved baseball.
Yeah.
Right? Do you follow much college baseball, College World Series?
Not a ton, but okay. Not as much as the MLB, but a little bit.
Okay. Little bit. Well, this year, 2025, LSU was the 2025 NCAA champs in the Baseball World Series. Any idea who LSU mascot is?
They would be the Tigers.
They would most definitely would be the Tigers. See, you're doing good. Yeah, that's already, you're up to 9.
Yeah. Even All if right. I don't get anything else, I've banked enough points to be happy.
You feel happy? Well, let's see. I mean, we got some more coming up. The Archbishop here in Portland, Archbishop Sample, he came to us from back east, Marquette, exactly. And so I'm going to ask you, who's the mascot for Marquette University?
This could be way off track. I feel like it's the Dukes or the Kings.
Marquette.
Mm.
No. Keep trying. I'm going to give you a few more tries before you get really shut. Marquette University.
I don't think I know.
All right.
What is it?
They are the Golden Eagles.
Oh, I said Golden Eagles earlier when I guessed for Boston College.
Oh, for Boston College, you said
and
they're
Eagles.
And
that honestly crossed my mind, but I said, no, I've already said Golden Eagles. It can't be that again.
Because Golden Eagles was not the right answer previously. How's that feel?
Feel as good as getting it right. I think that was kind of a trick question, though. Two Eagle answers. You threw me off track there.
I mean, Boston College and Marquette, they're not exactly near each other.
I just got a text from my dad that says Tigers. So clearly there's a little bit of a delay here.
Mr. McCormick, we got to get faster on the texting. This is where he's going to have to be real quick because let's step it down a level from, you know, majors and then we got college and now let's hit some local Catholic schools. Okay. Like I said, you spent some time traveling the area, going to Catholic high school games. So let's see if you remember anything from those years. All right. Right here in Portland, Central Catholic High School.
I believe that they are the Rams. All right.
Yeah, there you go. So there's two more points for you. Now, the big game of the year is when Central Catholic took on Jesuit High School. Yeah, that is always a big, big competition. Yeah. They've got a rivalry going on there. Do you remember the mascot for Jesuit High School?
I think that they are the Crusaders.
God, look at this. Very good. You're feeling good. Look at you smiling. All right. Are north of the river. You're in the Vancouver area. There is one Catholic high school Vancouver. It is Seton Catholic High School. Do you have any idea who their mascot is?
Go Cougars.
Go Cougars.
Go Cougars.
I like it. So there's two more points. Look at you coming along. All right. Those are all of our local high schools. We have got time for one more. Right. Shane, if you get this one wrong, you may not be allowed, not only back to Mater Dei Radio, you may not have a job when you get back to work at St. Joe's.
Now the stakes are high now.
St. Joseph's Catholic Church in Vancouver, they have a mascot.
Our local school.
Yes.
They are the Cardinals.
They are Cardinals. Hey, Shane, overall, that was excellent. Hey. I think that you absolutely can do a little bit of celebrating today.
I'm proud of myself.
You should be proud. You are a very good sports fan.
Well, thank you for giving me ones that were in my wheelhouse a little bit.
Oh, well, good.
Now, what do I win? Normally on the radio, you win concert tickets or something like that when you do well on the quizzes.
I'm going to let you go out to the snack bar in the kitchen and pick anything that you want there.
Fantastic.
All right. Hey, Shane, and thank you so much for coming and joining us on the Morning Blend.
It's been a blast.
We really appreciate it.